every champion has a team behind them. And for thousands of families without insurance, Christ Clinic is that team. At Christ Clinic in Katy, Texas, they provide high-quality, faith-based health care to people who can't afford it, because everyone deserves a shot at health, no matter their income or insurance status. Their doctors, volunteers, their mission, rooted in compassion, their impact, over 10,000 patient visits every year and growing. But they can't do it without help from fans like you. If you ever cheered for a comeback story, this is your chance to be a part of one. Donate today at ChristClinicKaty.org and help them keep the doors open for those who need it most. One gift can be the difference between surviving and thriving. Christ Clinic in Katy, where health meets hope and faith goes to work. That's Christ Clinic Katy, spelled KATY.org. Team up with them today.
Hi, and welcome back to the Dirtbag Baseball Talk Show here on the Sports Byline USA Broadcast Network, Dirtbag Nation. Great to be back with you for another week. Quite an interesting week for Nolan and myself, as fans of the MLB anyways. You know, you got your players weekend. We'll talk about that. Got some bottom feeders that aren't being game changers over the last week, but certainly being disrupting teams to the contenders, playoff contenders and stuff like that. So that's good to see those teams still fighting and competing right down to the final stretch. Obviously, we'll talk about the standings overall in the second segment, answer the curtain call questions in the last segment, and we'll go from there. So, but before we get there, obviously, Dirtbags, again, as always, we can't thank you enough for being a part of the nation, part of the show, baseball fans in general, whether it's MLB, college, high school, youth, whatever it is, as a player, a fan, a parent, a coach, a trainer, whatever facet you are in the game and love the game, hey, God bless you, man, for sure. No question about it. It's awesome. And that's what makes us all dirtbags. That's what gets us up, gets us after it, and gets us dirty every single day. On the field, off the field, as we always say. And that's the person you want to be. That's the bottom line. No second fiddle, no questioning, no doubting, just believing that you are a baseball dirtbag. It's as simple as that. So to all the servicemen and women around the world, can't thank you enough for doing what you do every single day. So Nolan, myself, and the rest of the dirtbags out there in the nation can do what we do. And also just for allowing us to come into your weekly listening area and that, wherever that is. So hopefully you're safe here. You're enjoying your time to the best of your ability. And again, we can't thank you enough. Every single day, we just thank you. It's the bottom line. So if you were playing this week, competing, getting ready for going back to college, everything in between outside of the major leagues, hopefully it was a good week. Hopefully it was a great week. It's funny. I had, old teammate of mine from way back in the day, reach out to me. He went on to become a principal, and, he reached out to me over here in Germany and was like, you know, hey, geez, I'm in my last year of, being a principal. I want to look into coming over and doing what you're doing, man. That looks fantastic. And it really is. So again, you just never know what's going to happen in this amazing game of baseball. So that's what it's all about. So again, Dirtbag, settle in, get your favorite drink, however you like to listen to us, because we're going to be right back here after the break.
Lowe's knows to bring your vision to life, it's important to find the right color. That's why Mylo's Rewards members get a free Valspar paint or exterior stain sample to test your look to confidently refresh your space. Offer valid in-store only 87 to 820. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Discount taken in time of purchase. See associate for details. Rewards program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
Kohl's back to school sale is here with deals on looks your kids will love all year. Because even though they're sad summer is ending, let's be real, some of us are ready. It's time to trade the all-day PJs and always damp swimsuits for styles that'll keep up and hold up, so your kids will be ready too. Shop Kohl's back to school sale and bring on the new year. Select styles, prices good through August 17th. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the Legal Helpline right now.
800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. 800-401-5163. That's 800-401-5163.
Protect your home and auto by bundling them with Progressive, and you'll have a little less to worry about. But we know you'll find other things to worry about. Like that text you just got from your boss. Hey, call me when you get a sec. Hey, call me when you get a sec. Hey, call me when you get a sec. Oh, hey, call me when you get a sec. Yeah, this is bad. Oh, well, at least you protected your home and auto with Progressive, so you don't have to worry about that. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
If you didn't think skipping breakfast was a big deal, you'd be right. Before. But now, Wendy's has Buck Biscuits. We're talking sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit, bacon, egg, and cheese biscuit, or even the Honey Buddy Chicken Biscuit. For just a buck each. Seriously, you can get all three if you want. They're just a buck. So you'll never skip breakfast again. If you're smart. Breakfast for a buck? Gotta be Wendy's.
Limited time only. Price and participation may vary. Limit 5 qualifying items per transaction. Not valid in the combo while supplies last.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, what we got for highlights, low lights? What are you thinking?
Yeah, so I think the biggest news from this past week, Rob Manfred over the weekend was talking about possible expansion and realignment of, obviously, MLB divisions and stuff like that. So as it currently stands, obviously everybody knows there's 30 teams in the MLB. They're talking about an expansion up to 32 teams. And I want to see, I'm trying to pull it up here. This is just an idea that I saw on MLB on Fox on social media. So they were talking about the divisions. So they said, NL, I'll just start out with the National League, work my way over to the American League. So National League was National League Midwest, Chicago Cubs, Chicago White Sox, St. Louis Cardinals, Cincinnati Reds. National League Central was Colorado Rockies, Kansas City Royals, Texas Rangers, Houston Astros. NL Southwest was Los Angeles Angels, Los Angeles Dodgers, San Diego Padres, Arizona Diamondbacks. National League Northwest was Seattle, Sacramento, or well, I guess it'll be probably the Las Vegas Athletics by the time they get around to this, if it does happen. San Francisco Giants, and one of the expansion teams, they're thinking it's probably going to be Portland. It's probably going to be one of the added locations. Then you have the American League Northeast, which composed of New York Yankees, Mets, Boston Red Sox, and the Philadelphia Phillies, AL Mid-Atlantic, Baltimore Orioles, Washington Nationals, Pittsburgh Pirates, Cleveland Guardians, American League Great Lakes is going to be the Minnesota Twins, Detroit Tigers, Milwaukee Brewers, and the Toronto Blue Jays, and the American League Southeast would be the Atlanta Braves, the Miami Marlins, Tampa Bay Rays, and they're saying Charlotte as the other possible expansion team. I mean, to be fair, the American League Northeast would be a gauntlet of a division to try to get through. But basically, the idea is kind of stemming from the fact that obviously there's some ownership groups that have expressed interest, and especially over the past couple of years with the uncertainty of the Tampa Bay Rays and the Oakland Athletics with a few of their different locations. Obviously, Portland was one of the locations that got a lot of interest from fans, so that's why they're heavily in the mix for a team. Charlotte, obviously, they made a couple of good bids Nashville, apparently they made a bid for Tampa Bay coming up there. I still think Nashville would be a good location, but Charlotte obviously is a gorgeous city. We've been there, me and you, Kirk, obviously, and real nice location and everything like that. So, I mean, in terms of geographical, obviously it would, everything there kind of makes sense except for the National League Central. That one's a bit of a weird division with the Colorado Rockies, Kansas City Royals, Texas Rangers, and Houston Astros. But all the rest of them basically make sense to me. They're all kind of geographically close. It saves players travel, apparently. That's kind of the idea of it. But I'm like, okay, at the end of the day, if you're going to sit here and say that it's saving players travel, then why would we have gone with the schedule that we've done the past couple years in the MLB? Where there's less interdivision games and there's more, well, National League, interleague games, sorry, National League and American League games, right? Like, I get that you want to have the fan exposure, but at the same time, if you're sitting here trying to claim, oh, this will be better for the players in terms of travel, well, that's contradictory to the schedule that you currently have in place, right? But
yeah. I'm looking at it. I mean, I like it. It's intriguing. It's always something really good to talk about. It gets your head away from the disruption that we've talked about way last winter, Nolan, in after what, 2027, 2026, whatever it is, the collective bargaining coming to an end. And really, I can't see there being a fit for a season after that in any way, shape, or form. And obviously, Manfred and Harper, they had that big disruption there, what, 2 weeks ago, when supposedly Manfred was in the room and Harper told him unequivocally what he can do and where he can go with any talk on salary cap or any negotiation at all. So I think there's a whole contingency of that type of stuff. It was a great opportunity. It's players weekend, but it's basically fans weekend. So, you know, you make it look like it's for the players and appease them. And you know, you're as ownership and commissioner, you're trying to work with them and make it better and make it easier for their families and travel and all that type of stuff. At the end of the day, you still got to travel. You still got to move it around. And if the players are locked in on absolutely no salary cap, then it doesn't really matter what the owners, I think, come with any ideas. That's just, it'll be a non-starting point. And so I think it's just something that's getting thrown against the wall. It's fun to talk about. It's interesting. I agree with you, Nolan. I have no problem with those alignments. I mean, obviously the teams might have trouble with it and stuff like that, going from the National to the American to the National League. At the end of the day, it creates a lot of really good rivalries close together and should keep attendance up across the board for every single team, not just the haves and the have-nots, right?
Yeah, I think that's the hope, but like you said, I think the fact that the ownership group ultimately wants a salary cap in some capacity and players are absolutely refusing that. Like you said, I think no matter what, the CBA is going to be affected come the 2027 season once it's done after, what is it, December 1st of next year. I think no matter what, they're going to have a little bit of time. And I think like you said, I think they need to worry about coming to an agreement before they talk about the expansion and the realignment and everything like that. That is definitely on the back burner. That is not a forefront thing. Jumping over to some more news that happened this past week. Top pitching prospect in all baseball, Bubba Chandler, was called up by the Pittsburgh Pirates. Kind of in a shock and roll. He's going to be pitching out of the bullpen. Obviously, he was a starter down in the minors and everything like that. He had a 4.05 ERA with a 10.9 K per nine over 100 innings, 24 starts in AAA this season. I think the hope is just to kind of get him exposed to the MLB this year. And then obviously next year, slide him back into the starting staff when they're starting off fresh, obviously, hoping to be a competitive team. I mean, gives them a heck of a rotation now all of a sudden, because now you got Paul Skenes, Mitch Keller, Jared Jones, and Bubba Chandler all in the mix. So going to be an interesting future as long as Jared Jones comes back healthy. Obviously, the pieces are there for Pittsburgh to have a good starting staff.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, it's definitely interesting that you're going to throw him into the bullpen and stuff like that. I mean, it makes sense. You got to get him up there. You got to get him exposed, and you got to get him access to pull schemes. Obviously, Jones probably isn't around a whole lot at this point in time, but Keller and get him talking with those guys, and that's where kind of the bullpen role is a little bit troublesome, because you can't necessarily be hanging out with the starters in the same amount of time overall when you got to be in the bullpen every single day and be expected. But you know what, they'll certainly sat down, they'll certainly figured it out, and there'll be a balance for them to be able to go, okay, you're absolutely pitching in this game today, no question about it, get down to the bullpen right now, versus, hey, you know what, hang out with the boys a little bit longer, you're probably not going to be pitching today, get talking to them, building that plan. How do you go about business? How do you go about really at this level between starts? Hey, you're the number one prospect, you're our man, but let's get talking with those guys, like you said. So now you're what, 7 months ahead of the curve, and next year when you're coming into spring training, or hopefully all off season as much as you can, you're working with those guys as well, getting to really know, hey, these are the expectations of the Pittsburgh Pirates moving forward. These are the expectations of our starting staff moving forward. Hey, let's see if you can do it at the big boy level or not.
Finally, just the last little tidbit. Bobby Witt Jr., fourth player in Major League history to reach basically 100 home runs and 100 stolen bases through his age 25 season, although he is 26 years old in about 60-some-odd days. Fourth player in MLB history to reach that accomplishment.
Yeah, tremendous, man. Hats off, brother. Tough season for you and stuff like that overall as a club, but that's a great accomplishment. So, Dirtbags, we're going to be right back here after the break with the stands.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high-quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
Do you own an annuity, either fixed rate, indexed, or variable? Are you paying high fees and getting low returns? If so, Annuity General would like you to have this free book to learn the pitfalls and mistakes of buying an annuity. The Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers contains the little-known truths about annuities, like how to help reduce your fees and increase retirement income. And it's free. That's right, free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report just for calling. We researched over 1,000 annuities and summarized rates and benefits from financially strong insurers. You get Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and the Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling Annuity General today. Hurry, supplies are limited. Call now.
800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. 800-760-1845. That's 800-760-1845.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Nolan, let's get talking about those standings. What's happening?
All right, so last week we started out with the Milwaukee Brewers in the National League Central. This week we'll start out with the American League Central. You get the Detroit Tigers, 76-53, 8-2 in their last 10. Kansas City Royals, 65-61, 8-2 in their last 10. Cleveland Guardians, 64-61, 4-6 in their last 10. Minnesota Twins, 58-67, 3-7 in their last 10. Chicago White Sox, 45-81, 3-7 in their last 10. Obviously, Kansas City started to climb back into the hunt. They're only, what, two games back in the wild card of Seattle. Yeah, and Cleveland, obviously, is just 2.5 back. So, obviously, they're the two teams that are still theoretically in a good spot. But I still don't think that they're catching the Tigers. The Tigers are starting to catch their wind again. Obviously, they came out of the break very cold. Now they're getting rolling again. So, yeah, I mean, those are the three teams that are starting to make some leeway. Obviously, still pushing for that playoff spot, but in reality, they're not catching the Tigers for the division.
I agree with you. I mean, you're talking about, what, roughly 5.5 weeks left of the season. 9.5, that's a big undertaking, especially if the Tigers are going 8-2 and you're going 8-2. You're not making any ground over 10 games. So pretty tough to catch up. I mean, Tigers look good again and stuff like that. Who was it again today? Charlie Morton, actually, the pickup. He threw well for them today against the Astros, got the win. So looking good. Kansas City, though, it's nice to see them playing better baseball again and giving themselves a chance.
Jumping over to the American League West, you get the Houston Astros, 69-58, 4-6 in their last 10. Seattle Mariners, 68-60, 3-7 in their last 10. Texas Rangers, 62-65, 2-8 in their last 10. Angels, 60-66, 5-5 in their last 10. Sacramento Athletics, 57-70, 6-4 in their last 10. Houston obviously can't score a dang run. What was it, 31 straight? Yeah, 31 straight innings without a run. And then all of a sudden, Mauricio Dubon has that home run today just to kind of get them off the schneid. A lot of air quotations around that.
Well, yeah, would they end up 7-2, I think, the loss or whatever. Maybe 8-2. I can't see the final score. But, yeah, I mean, none of that. Even looking like they're wanting to play baseball and stuff like that. I mean, Seattle had a tough go, but it was the Mets and the Phillies over the weekend. But now they're playing Baltimore and looking awful. You know, it's great to see Baltimore winning and playing really competitive ball. They brought up the young guys. I know you're going to talk about them, Nolan. But boy, you talk about teams that are supposed to be getting ready for playoffs and they're looking anything but right now.
Jumping over to the American League East, you get the Toronto Blue Jays, 74-54. New York Yankees, 68-57. Sorry, Jays are 6-4 in their last 10. Yankees, 7-3 in their last 10. Boston, 68-59, 3-7 in their last 10. Tampa Bay Rays, 61-65, 4-6 in their last 10. Baltimore Orioles, 59-67, 6-4 in their last 10. Baltimore obviously calls up Samuel Basalo. I guess the plan for him is basically you're going to be on the bench behind Adley Rutschman. You'll be DHing in first base is kind of the plan. And then every, like, day game, I guess, is kind of the plan for Basalo to get behind the dish, make sure that he's catching that. But, yeah, outside of that, no real other news. What I guess they called up Dylan Beavers as well, their number three prospect outfielder.
Yeah. So it's good to see those two guys. I mean, Jordan Westberg, he's come off the IL there a couple weeks ago, and that he's played very solid for them and stuff like that. So it's just good to see them competing, not folding the tent and you know, you hate to say prepping for 2026, but really that's what they're doing. So it's, hey, they can be a disruptor, like we were saying, over these last 5.5. So it's going to be interesting to see how they play those playoff teams. And finish up. Yankees, it was interesting. Brian Cashman over the weekend, you know, hey, I still think unequivocally that we're going to be AL East champions at the end when it's all said and done. So showing that confidence, showing that belief in his team. And you know, Cashman's been there so long, obviously the longest tenured in the business. he's not just throwing that out there for the sake of throwing it out there. He's putting the pressure on him, but he knows he's got guys that he can put the pressure on. So 7-3, a lot better for the Yankees, a lot better for Aaron Boone. Let him settle down. 3-7 jumps out at me with the Red Sox. So that one's got to be tough to swallow if you're Red Sox fans. They did pick up what Nathaniel Lowe just yesterday signed him at first base. So hopefully that'll work a little bit, but they got some work to do.
That was just a move though to offset them losing Marcelo Meyer for the year. Toronto's getting Shane Bieber back on Saturday. I don't know if the Yankees are catching the Blue Jays, but hey, Cashman's not just throwing it out there for the sake of throwing it out there. But jumping over to the National League Central, you get the Milwaukee Brewers 79-47, 7-3 in their last 10. Chicago Cubs 72-54, 5-5 in their last 10. Cincinnati Reds 67-60, 7-3 in their last 10. St. Louis Cardinals 63-64, 4-6 in their last 10. Pittsburgh Pirates 54-74, 3-7 in their last 10. No real shockers. Obviously, the Milwaukee Brewers, two-game losing streak. That's their longest losing streak in about 90 games, it seems like. Still can't do anything wrong, but obviously, yeah, they lose the back-to-back in the doubleheader against the Cubbies there yesterday. I don't really know what else to say. That team is just still a juggernaut. Cubs obviously called up Owen Casey, Canadian boy, so that was cool to see. He gets his first hit and first home run in the same game yesterday. Cincinnati Reds, obviously, Hunter Green's back. Pitched a dominant or had a great start there yesterday. Not really much else to say.
Yeah, he's had two quality starts since being back. The Brian Hayes trade there at the deadline. He's not tearing the cover off a ball or whatever and stuff like that. But it let Marte move to the outfield. He's been very consistent. And again, Terry Francona, right? Last week they were around 500. Now they go 7-3. They're seven games over, one game back of the second wild card. So it's don't go to sleep on the Reds yet. Don't go to sleep on
third wild card. You mean?
Oh, sorry. Third. Yeah. Sorry.
Jumping over to the National League West, Los Angeles Dodgers, 72-54, 5-5 in their last 10. San Diego Padres, 70-56, 6-4 in their last 10. San Francisco Giants, 61-65, 2-8 in their last 10. Arizona Diamondbacks, 61-66, 5-5 in their last 10. Colorado Rockies, 36-90, 6-4 in their last 10. Probably the biggest news out of the National League West this week, obviously, in my opinion, Ketel Marte. Apparently drawing the ire of some teammates. Torey Lovello obviously comes to his defense yesterday just saying, hey, listen, this is all just rumors being spread around. He's a great teammate. Everybody loves him, yada, yada, yada. Geraldo Perdomo also comes forward, says the exact same thing, basically just saying, hey, it's all noise, no point in diving into this too far.
Yeah. I mean, they're far enough down that you started to hear those silly, stupid things and stuff like that. It's a tough season for them. Not what was expected, not where they were, 2 months ago, obviously, and stuff like that. Ignore it. Just let it go. Stop that nonsense. What really stands out to me is the Los Angeles Dodgers, they play really just ho-hum baseball against 500 and below teams. And yet, when it's time to dial it up, they're going in what they were down a game to the San Diego Padres before they started that series last weekend. And all of a sudden, they just go out and they just take care of business against them. They step up. They show what they're capable of. They did the same thing with the Blue Jays right before that. They hammered on the Blue Jays after the Blue Jays just thumped the tie. I get it was the Colorado Rockies, but still, being the leaders in the American League, it's just like, okay, when it's time to dial it up, they still get my attention, the Dodgers. I got to respect it, man.
Still got to have improved outfield play, though, all around. Not a lot is impressing me about the Dodgers, but obviously still running that division. Jumping over to the National League East, you get the Philadelphia Phillies, 74-53, 6-4 in their last 10. New York Mets, 67-58, 4-6 in their last 10. Miami Marlins, 59-67, 2-8 in their last 10. Atlanta Braves, 57-69, 8-2 in their last 10. Washington Nationals, 50-75, 5-5 in their last 10. Atlanta's got hot at the wrong time. That's all I need to say about them. Obviously, Miami was still theoretically in a playoff spot prior to their last 10, but I mean, them just getting the boots laid to them by a few different teams that they probably should have played more competitively in has officially basically taken them out of the standings. But the New York Mets still look awful. They do. I'm sorry, with all due respect, they still look awful. And the Philadelphia Phillies continue to roll. Like, Kyle Schwarber obviously hits his 45th today, takes the National League lead for home runs again. Still playing out that MVP caliber layer. Yeah.
Yeah. And even Harper's had a lot better week. He's had a lot better week, Harper. So, you know, you start putting those guys in there, that becomes scary. Stott's really started to wake up a bit at the bottom of that lineup. Bohm has been very, very solid since coming off the IL. So you know, those are exciting things. Max Kepler comes off the bench and a home run again today in that. So he's been very good. If you get those bench depths and Robbie Thompson just starts filling and mixing and matching and getting the guys in the right situation, it's going to be a good team going into the playoffs. There's no question. And that team, let's be honest, right, Nolan, they know what's expected of them this year. They know it's not going to be easy to win the National League, but they know what's expected. One person they really got to get, and he just came off the IL, the 60-day, was Aaron Nola. If they can get him right coming down the stretch, especially with the way Wheeler, they lose him a little bit temporarily, but Ranger Suarez looks good. Cristobal Sanchez threw a great game again today. That's a nice team, but they got work to do.
Well, and they're getting Jose Alvarado back as well. His 80-game suspension is finally over. So, yeah, you hope the loss of Zach Wheeler. You hope the loss of Zach Wheeler with the blood clot doesn't hurt them in any way, shape, or form. But anyways, Dirtbags.
Especially with it being this last year.
Yeah, exactly. Anyways, Dirtbags, we'll be right back after the break for the curtain call questions.
Lowe's knows hot deals help you get the most out of summer. Get up to 30% off select major appliances and get it delivered as soon as next day. Plus, get up to 30% off select patio furniture, grills, outdoor power equipment, and more. These end-of-season savings won't last long. Lowe's, we help you save. Valid through 7/30. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Valid on eligible in-stock orders in select locations. Price, delivery time, and vehicle availability may vary based on order size and location. Exclusions apply. See Lowe's.com/delivery for more details.
This report is sponsored by IBM. Build, bot, borrow may be the winning formula as companies continue to step into an AI world. A new CEO study from the IBM Institute for Business Value shows that successfully making this transition will hinge on closing the skills gap through a balanced approach of hiring new expertise, training current employees, using AI tools, and tapping external partnerships. More than half of CEOs are hiring for AI-related roles that didn't exist last year. CEOs also say that nearly a third of the workforce will require reskilling over the next 3 years. Kim Morick, IBM Global HR Technology Leader.
With the increasing demand for AI skills across every industry, now is the time for companies to prepare for the future by reskilling their staff and embracing new ways of working.
To learn more, visit ibm.com/IBV. That's ibm.com/IBV.
The Columbia Interchange System was revolutionary when it was designed over 40 years ago, and it's still breaking ground to this day, featuring 3-in-1 jackets that adapt to fluctuating weather patterns to keep you warm, dry, and protected no matter what. Whatever the weather, Interchange is there. Shop Interchange jackets and more at Columbia.com.
Progressive's Teen Driver Discount could lower the cost of insurance for your teenager and save you some money. And then you can still spend money on them. Because just when you think you have a grasp on spending, new sneakers! And then it's money for a school field trip, and of course spending money. Oh yeah, and a new phone to replace the one they dropped in the toilet. Oh, don't remind me. So just get Progressive's Teen Driver Discount. And then you can continue to spend money on them. Endlessly.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Discount not available in all states and subject to terms and conditions.
Have you been daydreaming about losing weight for years? Do you just yo-yo back and forth? At Innovative Wellness Center, we have a holistic weight loss program that allows you to lose up to 20 pounds in 30 days. People are losing weight like crazy and keeping it off. It can be done from anywhere in the United States. Go to our website at www.innovativewellness.center and schedule your complimentary consultation today.
Welcome back, Dirtbags. Time for the curtain call questions. Thanks for sending them in. You know where you can do that. That's on Facebook or Instagram at Dirtbag Baseball Nation. Send them in, Nolan and I. If it's a personal question, we'll get back to you personally. You got that promise, that guarantee promise. If it's a curtain call question, we'll try our very best to get it onto a show for you. So, again, can't thank you enough for sending them in to us and showing that passion for your team, for your questions and our opinions. So, it's awesome to have. So, Seattle Mariners, Nolan, haven't had them in a long time, but it's an interesting one. Going back to the All-Star game, going back to the home run competition, obviously Cal Raleigh has slowed down. The big dumper slowed down a whole lot. Julio Rodriguez catching fire a little bit, rolling with the home runs over the last month. Obviously the trades, good decision, bad decision, going to come back to bite them in the butt. Rally going into the home run competition, or was it just inevitable that the guy's got to slow down at some point?
I don't know. That's a tough one because I hate to say that the home run derby jinxes players. It certainly seems like it, though.
It sure does.
Because, yeah, there's a lot of guys that come out after the home run derby, and you just see them just second half slow. Now, that being said, I mean, when you play catcher, it's a tough position on you physically. When you're playing catcher every day, like he was in the first half, that's incredibly tough. Like he wasn't getting days off or anything like that, right? So, I mean, you had to figure at some point in time the body was going to start slowing down. Some stuff was probably going to start acting up. Now, obviously, he's not had nearly as good of a second half as he did a first half. But still, The guy has carried the team. He's carried the offense. He's carried the lumber for the Seattle Mariners for the better part of, what, 90 games? I'd say now, obviously, Julio Rodriguez is getting going a lot more. Randy Arozarena starting to get clicking a little bit better. Suarez, I don't know if he's necessarily been as consistent with the Seattle Mariners since coming back there as he was with the Arizona Diamondbacks in the first half, basically, well, prior to the trade deadline. And then obviously Naylor out, but there's a lot more pieces around Cal Raleigh that he doesn't have to be the focal point of the offense. I think pitchers are pitching smarter to him too, now that he doesn't necessarily have, like, obviously pitchers were fine going after him, because they knew, okay, there's not as much protection behind him. Now he's got a little bit more protection behind him. So pitchers are pitching a bit smarter to him. They're trying to get him to chase pitches and stuff like that, right? Like, they're not giving him that juicy pitch like he was getting in the first half. So that's kind of what I've been seeing for the better part of this second half, air quotation, slump that he's been on in terms of the power numbers. But overall, I still think, come September, he'll still be fine. Obviously, he's not going to get to that 60 home runs unless he absolutely catches fire, but he could still very easily get that mid-50s home run range. I still think he's going to pass Salvi for the most home runs, barring something absolutely drastic happening to him. But either way, he's still putting up a historic season for a catcher.
Toronto Blue Jays question. Just with the way they've been on the yo-yo over the last 2 weeks and stuff like that, really not catching fire. And you know, I go back to Scherzer 3 weeks ago when he says there's no World Series won in July, the end of July. That comes in October. But, you know, we've seen the disappointment of the wild cards of really two and done, real quick, real quick, real quick. And we also have seen that it was upper management, Shapiro and Atkins, that were basically running the pitching staff, even though John Schneider was there, because there was comments made after the one exit with the Minnesota Twins a couple of years ago. Does Schneider need to bear down and really figure out where his team is? Because he's got a lot of moving parts on that team. So when they're running and they're hitting, it looks great. It looks unbeatable. but is there too many moving parts almost? As crazy as that sounds.
No, I just think the guys that have just come back off the IL and everything like that, they need to get resettled back in. Obviously, Springer today hits the leadoff home run off of Johan Oviedo. They go on to lose that game 2-1, but at least that's a good sign. Like, Springer was, what, his 22nd leadoff home run with the Toronto Blue Jays, so that set a franchise record. Tip my cap to that. But, I mean, the pitching staff is still keeping them in games. Like, that's a legitimate pitching staff. Like you said, come the playoffs, the Jays got to be either a 1 or 2 seed to avoid that wild card, right? So they have to finish in those spots. And then on top of that, Schneider has to be in control. Like, Atkins and Shapiro need to stay the hell in the front office. Pardon my French, but they need to stay the heck in the front office and just let Schneider manage the team the way that it's supposed to be managed. Now, I get that they have heavy involvement in it and everything like that, and that's probably why Schneider's been around as long as he has been as the manager of the Blue Jays. But overall, end of the day, let Schneider manage in the playoffs. You guys can put in your opinions and inputs, a lot of air quotations around that. But at the same time, you guys have had him for, what, 4 or 5 years now, Schneider? Heck, I think even longer than that, honestly. But still, yeah, he's been managing that team for long enough. The guys, I think, have enough respect for him that, hey, you know what? Live and die by the sword. You got to let your starting staff, who you guys went out and acquired a lot of these aces, go 6-7 innings in the playoffs. Don't pull the trigger after one time through the batting order like you did against the Twins, because that cost you 2 games.
Players weekend. Obviously, they call players weekend. Let's be honest, it's fans weekend. You mix in the Little League game, which is awesome, fantastic, great experience for any team that gets to go there and stuff like that. I don't care what anybody says about it. I think it's just really good and it's really fun for baseball. And obviously the players still got a job to do. Their number one job is to win those games during those times. But it's amazing to see that those personalities come to life over that weekend. It was almost like when you and Braden talk about the WBC and watching the fans of the different parts of this world react and how they entertain differently than our North American fans. But what are your thoughts on Players Weekend? Do you see the players just being, does any player really surprise you in their characteristics, in their mannerisms? And what was maybe a highlight for you is what the fan wanted to know.
No, I mean, it's kind of tough because obviously we don't get to see like the pregame stuff or anything like that outside of the actual Little League classic game. But still, like, I don't think players really change that much on this weekend as opposed to the rest of the year. Like, you still see guys, obviously they get to mess around with the names on the jerseys and the bat decorations, the cleats and everything like that. Like Mason Wynn for the Cardinals, he had Charizard from Pokemon cleats on, which I was like, okay, that's kind of sweet. Like, they turned out well, but there was tons of guys that obviously did some silly stuff and everything like that with their gear. But for the most part, I mean, it's still players interacting and doing signatures with fans and especially children and stuff like that. And that's what the game's meant to be, right? At the end of the day, it's no different between game one and this past weekend that just happened with the players' weekend. It's still about the players going out there, signing and competing. At the end of the day, competing against one another to put on the best show that they can for the fans in attendance.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. Again, I always say it, even no matter where I am, we're in the people business, right? We're in baseball is entertainment, and it's entertainment. When I say people, I'm not just talking about the fans. I'm talking about the players, the coaches, the parents of youth players, and the fans. It's got to be entertaining and fun for everybody. That doesn't mean you play soft or you know, give me this, give me that. No, but it's got to be fun. If it's not fun, you're already beat. It's as simple as that. So, but talking about some things that aren't fun, Nolan, more questions coming in and a lot of questions coming in, and not necessarily about their own personal teams, just more what teams are really standing out at you that have to really have a pretty darn good finish to save potential managers' jobs? Ooh. Any teams that are really jumping out at you? One for me, I'll start it off. One for me is, you just talked about him, unfortunately, Torrey Lovello. I think he's in a bit of an interesting conundrum there. I mean, you lose Burns, which stinks. That's not his fault. That's nobody's fault. That's not even Burns' fault. But does he have to have a pretty strong finish to save him, or is it going to be the old, well, I think his time's come and he's lost the clubhouse?
No, I don't disagree with Lovello. I'm also going to say Snitker with Atlanta. Obviously, okay. That's another one that's kind of jumping out to me, because Atlanta, no one had Atlanta pegged as a bottom two team in that division. And they haven't looked...
games under 500.
Yeah, like they haven't looked good basically at any point this year. And I get that they had some injuries and stuff like that. I'm not sitting here saying otherwise. But basically every year since they've won the World Series, that team's taken a step back. And I don't know if it's because they lost Freddie Freeman in free agency. Like, they still went out there and made the moves necessary to basically lose Freddie Freeman with minimal casualties, if you kind of get what I'm saying. Like they went out there, they got their Matt Olson. Obviously, they call up a few of their younger kids that they went out and got. Signed Austin Riley, obviously, to the massive contract that they ended up doing with him. But, like, I got to assume Snicker's on the hot seat. Rocco Baldelli, he'll be on the hot seat too. I know I mentioned that last year, and I'm still thinking that with Minnesota. Outside of that, though, really, I can't see any other team having hot seat managers. Like, Bob Melvin might be another one with San Francisco. Yeah, but
I agree.
But yeah, that'd probably be the four that I have to say. Realistically, coming into the season, there was playoff aspirations for those four teams, or at least be in the hunt in September, and none of those teams are even remotely close to in the hunt.
No, I agree with you. I don't think they are either. It's just, you know, what is the Athletics do with Kotze? Do you have to let him ride through this situation? I'm not saying he's doing a bad job. I'm not saying he's doing a great job, but he's an interesting one. He's a 50-50 for me.
I still ride with Kotze just because of how young that team was. Like, he's got half his team is within the first 3 years. They're still arbitration or pre-arb guys. Right? Like, and I mean, obviously you have Jacob Wilson, rookie, you have Nick Kurtz, rookie, Langoliers is what, I guess year four now, I think.
Yeah. But look at the last
year three. And I mean, no, exactly. No, he's been phenomenal man. Over the past stretch.
Right? That's catcher in baseball.
Like Lawrence Butler, young kid, like you get what I'm saying? Like he's got about half a team of, nobodies. Well, I shouldn't say nobodies, but young kids. And I mean, he's making the most out of the situation that he's been given. So that's kind of the way that I look at it. I think he's safe for another year at least.
Yeah, I agree with you and stuff like that. I like that for sure. So 30 seconds. Obviously, you're getting Arenado back. This is one from me. Getting Arenado back, he's going to reunite with the team in Miami, or hey, he did. And, you know, what are you expecting out of him for the last month?
Veteran leadership and booster trade value. That's it.
Okay.
Just veteran leadership and boost his trade value. So hopefully we can deal him in the offseason. But anyways, Dirtbags.
Sounds good, man.
Yeah, we'll be right back here after the break for our final thoughts.
One out of two Americans thinks their life is worthy of a book. Here's another startling stat. You may be one of the 15% of people who bothered to start your book, and one of the 6% that got halfway through it, but your gem of an idea likely died. Or did it? Some published authors are making significant money, so join the ranks of the successful people that finish their books with help from Dorrance Publishing. Call right now, and our experienced editors and writers will explain to you what it's going to take to get your book completely written, published, and then taken to market to sell it. It's a free consultation, so call right now. Find out how much time and money it takes to finally get that book idea of yours published. Make your dreams happen. Call Dorrance Publishing right now.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. That's 800-485-6003.
This is a true sad story for ADT, the leader in home security systems. My favorite dog, Oliver, was stolen from our garage recently. If I had a camera system installed in my home from ADT, I would have known exactly what car possibly pulled up in my driveway and stole my little friend. If I had a security system from ADT, my dog would still be here. I called ADT this weekend and they're coming out in a few days to install a camera and a new security system. Unfortunately, it's a little too late for me. Listen, protect everyone you love in your family. Call ADT now. Have them come out and give you a quote to install a full security system in your home. Don't let it be too late for you. Call right now.
Paid for by the Home Security Hotline. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. 800-361-3491. That's 800-361-3491. Can your IRA stand up to the next financial crisis that our top economists are saying is at our doorsteps? By allocating a percentage of your IRA into physical gold and silver with a tax-free rollover, you can diversify and safeguard your holdings from turbulent markets and economic downturns by putting your IRA back on the gold standard. Find out how to safeguard your assets with a tax-free rollover with a Genesis Gold IRA, the only IRA that can hold physical precious metals. Call now for your free gold and silver report. Protect your IRA today with one simple phone call and learn how to qualify for up to $10,000 in free silver. Call Genesis Gold Group, empowering faith-driven stewardship. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. 800-211-6008. That's 800-211-6008.
Welcome back here, Bags. Nolan, give him your final thought.
Yeah, so my final thought this week, Kyle Tucker obviously sitting for the Chicago Cubs right now. Basically, he's in a bad slump. Currently hitting .148, 8-for-54 in August. Two extra base hits. Both of those are doubles in his last 24 games. Cubby's sitting him. Obviously, Tucker says, hey, I got to kind of do what's best for the team right now. I'm slumping a little bit. It's a little bit tough, but him and Council obviously had a sit down and a conversation. But, I mean, a guy in his walk year, obviously he's kind of pressing to keep rolling and keep putting up the stats that obviously Kyle Tucker's become accustomed to. Still going to get his bag once he hits free agency, but still, I don't know if this opens up the possibility for other teams to come in there. I know Tucker has said openly that he's willing to sign an extension with the Chicago Cubs, but until something's put to paper, obviously that door is wide open and it's getting even wider for him becoming a free agent.
Yeah, good final thought. I mean, tough guy to have a final thought on where it's on the negative side because, I mean, there's probably not a person out there that doesn't like Kyle Tucker and his personality and just the way he goes about his business all the time. So, exactly right. Every now and again, like they said, right, you take a reset and you just hopefully take a breather, enjoy it from a different perspective, let your teammates, let them know, again, hey, we got your back. You're going to be fine. I mean, I know they do that already and stuff like that. But again, just take a step back, breathe it, go with it, and let's move forward because he's just too good of a player. And they need him. They need him just being able to be Kyle Tucker. It's as simple as that. So Dirtbags, can't thank you enough for listening. Can't thank you enough for being a part of the nation. You know we do it for you. We cannot do it without you. So keep spreading the message. Keep sharing. Keep listening. Keep sending your curtain call questions to us, your personal baseball journey questions to us. We'll help you navigate this wild and crazy, unforgiving road of baseball and hopefully make it fun for you at the end of the day. That's what it's all about. As a player, a parent, a coach, a trainer, a fan, it doesn't matter. That's what it's all about. And you know that. So if you are out there this week and you're playing championships, you're playing games in general, you're playing tournaments, or you're getting ready for your college season and you got opening camps, get out there and do what you do. Be a dirtbag on the field, off the field. So unfortunately, though, it is that time, dirtbags. It's time to get up, get after it, and get dirty. Nolan, do what you do.
Hey, thanks for listening once again, dirtbags. Stay tuned because it's going to be a hell of a ride.